So last week we discussed the sales, and you guys came back with a lot of responses and like the power shoots and things like that. But I think I've proven why asymmetric sale is going to be better than spinnaker in my case. This week we are going to discuss diesel engines or electric motors for a boat, for a catamaran.
Feel the spray of the waves on my face. Atlantic, Indian, ocean blue. Whoa, land in sight to starboard. Got me home from where I roam.
I've been in many discussions with many people on this topic, because I honestly wanted to put into the Leopard 45 two electric motors, and I looked at YouTube, I look at internet, I looked at many places. I even had discussions before I made my kind of like my mind up to, yes, I'm going to go for electric motors. And then Leopard, Robinson and Kane, the manufacturers of the boat, did not want that boat to come out of the factory with electrical motors. And I even had an email from the CEO discouraging me doing that. So that made me think again. And I went to find, I actually went in more detail about that. You know, it was very nice to see. And I've got all the links down below. You guys can just go down in at the bottom of the description and you will see all the places I've been to, all the big names, all the good names, all the old names, and there's a lot of new names. So I went there and I started doing a lot of investigation. And so another thing, we started to get a lot of new progress, right? Lithium batteries is getting now to a point where we can store a lot of energy. It can demand a lot of energy, and it can also give a lot of energy at one moment. So that means the electrical motors can also become very good, like Tesla, for example. I just like Elon Musk. Elon Musk just think in a different plane. I like that thought, that way that he's thinking, ooh, about the way that the Earth should work and how we need to go out into Mars and things like that. But one of his visions about the electric car, all-out electrical car, that was what started me. So, and I will show you about the Tesla wall and all of that, so you guys can see the power wall. What is the difference between the power wall and like for instance the Victron batteries. And I really enjoy the way that Tesla just shook up the fossil fuel, debate. That he basically with the Roadster 2 is going to destroy the distance thing. He's going to destroy the speed and the power thing to make sure that the Roadster, the only car that can beat that Roadster, is a Formula One car or one of those long nose dragster cars, right? Not really a roadworthy car. So there's no supercar that will be able to beat it, a fossil fuel car, which is actually very brilliant. I mean, he just shatters things. His timelines is a little bit out, but he generally, what he says he's going to do, he's doing it. Maybe it takes longer than he thinks he's going to do it, but in general, he is doing it. So let's dig deeper into the statistics.
Okay, so I arrived here at Soul Farm again in Lilongwe, Malawi. I'm still here. It is 8 weeks and 6 days, 5 days now, that before I will leave Malawi. So, but who's counting, right? So from the batteries, I think we need to, from the diesel motors and from the electric motors, let's look at just some of the advances that has been made in a couple of, what, in say the last 8 years, 10 years. So there was a video in 2010, and there's a lot of talk around that video. In a sense, if someone is giving me the thing to say, look at this catamaran, it's a this catamaran has electric motors in it, and it was great, but it's a 410 Lagoon catamaran, and I think the name was Waypoint. So Waypoint video actually made quite a lot of noise in the industry, in the catamaran industry. And that was the last video, really, from a cruising cat. A cat that weighs 16,000 tons empty. And if you load it up with food and water and fuel, it's about 18 tons. There is no other, at this moment, video out there of actual working cruising cats. On YouTube, at least. Maybe there is that I couldn't find, but the alarming thing was that in 2010 was the last video and very big discussions around electric motors. So the other boats that is coming out, or other videos that are coming out, is all small boats, all just like little hand ones, or fishing boats, like bass boats and things like that. So boats that can go on the fresh water, not necessarily ocean crossing, ocean going vessels. There is a couple of ferries, there's a couple of small catamarans, lightweight, not ones that's 15 tons and above, like 40 foot and higher. I couldn't find it. If you guys have found that, please post below, because I'm following quite closely how these things are working. So let us look at some of the things after that I could pick up. For example, just now, 2 days, 3 days ago, the world record for electric motorboat has been broken, and here is a picture of that boat. So they went 142 kilometers an hour, so that is going the same route as what Tesla is going, to show the people, yes, power is plentiness. Then also to say, yes, we need now the range, so we will get later to the range. Then also the Club Swan, 36 foot. So this is an awesome, it's like a racing boat, very lightweight, but the auxiliary power will be from Torqueedo. So if you look at that one, it's actually quite cool, nice, cute boat. I actually like it. And then there's the 40-foot catamaran, which looks from the pictures and from the website that it is still a concept, not necessarily a already finished built. But look at the specs. If you look at the specs, you will see this, and I just want to highlight this. So first of all, they compare it against a Lagoon, for a 45-foot Lagoon. And then also, so that is the first few things. But if you look a little bit down, you will see the range is over 50 nautical mile on full charge. And that varies with the speed and sunlight. So what does it mean? So it means 50 nautical miles without any sunlight, without any wind. And when you do get it, it will start charging again the batteries, so that you can go further than 50 miles. Or is 50 miles with the sunlight and the wind? I don't know. I've done some calculations, and if you just stay a little bit longer, you will see about the calculations. Okay, so you can see it's a 40, 40, 44 foot. So it is a pretty big cat. No sails. There's options for a sail, but there's no sails. And what is the next thing? So Volvo Penta also started now making full-blown marine electrical motors, engines. And their target date is 2021 to have a full-fledged engine out. And this is one of the most well-known names, the Volvo. Our engines is Yanmar. I've not seen that Yanmar has been in this race yet. So if Volvo is entering, then it means, yeah, things are going great. And I think Volvo also have the Volvo car, that is electric car they're bringing out. So there is definitely movements going. And you can look down below for more links of other manufacturers, electroprop and things like that. So there's a couple of them. Just look at the links below. If you don't find a link that you know about, yes, please give it to us so I can keep an eye on all of them. And so there is definitely great progress being made.
Good evening. I moved positions again. I'm now back at home. So let us look at a few more things that has a few more progress that we can see over the years. So the Deep Blue Torpedo is actually pretty cool boat. Definitely, it's dinghy size, but definitely not going to be my dinghy. But if you look at the specifications, then you can see that they use 32 kilowatt lithium ion batteries to produce 60 kilowatt or 80 horsepower. The engines are 60 kilowatt or 80 horsepower. And the batteries is 32 kilowatt. But this little boat here cost, if you take the Leopard 45 out of the factory, off the factory floor, a bare boat, this boat here is costing a quarter of a Leopard 45 catamaran from off the floor. So you can already see the lithium batteries is busy taking its toll here. That back seat, I most probably think that the whole back seat is just battery. something just to think about. Okay, let's now look at the statistics. So I'm going to try and bring apples to apples. I know it's oranges and it is apples. But I'm going to try and make the oranges apple, and therefore a lot of things will go wrong. The probability of things going wrong is very great. If you didn't see that I make a mistake somewhere, let us know. I'm not sure I can edit a video on YouTube, but it is then out there. But the idea is that I will try and use the same fuel tank that we will have, the diesel fuel tank on a Leopard 45. We will use that as a measure, and we'll use the engines that we use now. It's 245 horsepower Yanmar engine, so we will have the equivalent for horsepower to we move it over to kilowatts, and we take the 700 liters, we convert it to kilograms, then we know how much batteries can we put into there, and then just as an exercise, go from there to see where we will end up. So I'm going to show you now the theoretical range of the Leopard 45. It is theoretically. So no nasty things below that, yeah, all of these things. I'm just going to say it again. It's theoretically. So here it is. If you look at the red line, that is the half loaded, and a full loaded is around 19 tons. That's pretty a lot of weight that the Leopard can take. But if you now look at the, let us go with the blue curve, right? So, or actually any curve for that matter, but let's look at the blue one, and you can see
after 5 knots, it is actually the curve is going much, much more steeper down. So it's not the hull speed. People need to be understanding. This is the speed where the diesel engines, the water resistance is busy overrunning the diesel engines, the power of the diesel engines, or the prop, basically the propellers, right? So if you look at that blue curve, at around 5 knots, I think anything, say 3 to 5 knots, is pretty okay. And then after 5 knots, if you look at theoretically 8, 9 knots, then you will have around 300 nautical range. If you at 500, then your range is 800, and it doesn't get much better from between 3 and 5. So I will use then about 40% of the 45 horsepower, 38% if you want to be exact. Then, so I will not use a full power, so I will use not 45 horsepower, but say 40% of that. Let us look now at the numbers. So the numbers that I'm going to show you now is first of all 45 horsepower. So let's convert 45 horsepower to kilowatts, and then that will be 34 kilowatts. If you take now that 34 kilowatts and we're only using 38%, then we're actually using 13 kilowatts of that same engine. And that will bring us then at a range of 800 nautical miles. So this is what we need to try and do. So if you also look at these numbers, you will see that 700 liters of diesel weighs 522 kilograms. So now I want to try and replace that with batteries. So first of all, the 522, that will be to determine how many batteries we're going to use. So that is our fuel tank. So let's replace the fuel tank with batteries. It is unfair, I know it's unfair. But let us just see this through for one moment. Okay, so the Victron 200 ampere battery, the Victron 200 ampere battery is 2.6 kilowatt. So if you look at 2.6, it one of the batteries weighs 42. So if you take 42, you divide it into this the kilograms of the diesel, then we can have around 12 batteries. 12 batteries will be 504, and I think the diesel was 522. So it's very close. For the 12 batteries, I will have a total of 31 kilowatts. So 500 kilograms will give us then 31 kilowatts. So just for the price, that same amount of batteries will cost you $36,000. The Tesla Powerwall, here is a Tesla Powerwall, and here is the specifications for the Tesla Powerwall. So you will see the Tesla image that I give you is actually a Powerwall on the outside. So it means that Tesla Powerwall can handle weather, but we all know weather, like freshwater weather and saltwater weather, is definitely not the same. Tesla is not marine, or the Tesla wall is not a marine quality or marine certified device at this moment. But bear with me, this is the specifications for the Tesla, and you can see it is actually pretty awesome. So let's now take that thing and let us see how much we can get from the Tesla. So there's 5 kilowatts kilowatts for one power wall. One weighs 120 kilograms, so 120 kilograms is then what we need to divide into the 500 and something. So 522. So we get 4 of them to make up exactly 522 kilograms. So we will have 4 of them. So 4 of them will give us then 22 kilowatts. And the price for that is 24,000. So you can see that it is less. The Tesla wall is definitely less than the Victron. But now, okay, let us bump up the price. So we buy the same price Tesla walls, then you will see that it comes down to 7, that we can use 7 of them, and it is then 33 kilowatts, which is more than a Victron. But if you look at the kilograms is now 785 kilograms. That's a lot of batteries that you will have on your boat. Let's use that now and determine. We have now our fuel, and we know the weight for the fuel, we know the price for the fuel, and we know also how many, the size is of course much more than the diesel fuel tanks. But let us now for now just go with that. Here is the Ocean World specifications, and because the Leopard is using sail drives, we can only go for the sail drives. So if we go for the sail drive, the SD15, you will see that it is for 45 foot, the Multi-L is for 45 foot, but it's 22,000 pounds, and that is half the weight of the Leopard 45. So we're already a little bit down there. So if you look at the 65 foot, 44,000 pounds, that is more or less the 19,000 kilograms that we are looking at. But let us go with the SD15, that's the sail drive. And that is 15 kilowatts. That is how many watts the SD15 is. There's the price for the propulsion, and also the price for actual batteries, and also for the generator. Okay, let's plug that into our Excel spreadsheet. So if I plug that into the Excel spreadsheet, we say it is 15 kilowatts. Then our runtime with that same Victron, that is 31 kilowatts, will then be around 2 hours. 2 hours. That's not far, right? If you say how far can we go with that, then you will see we will go around 9 nautical miles, which is not not even close to 800. So what do we need to do to beef it up then? So we need to put more batteries there. Lots more batteries. So how many more batteries do we need to do to get that? And then you will see that Leopard cannot handle the weight. So the weight and the range is the killer at this moment for this. Yes, we have a 2.2, or we will have a 2.2 kilowatt solar panel. So that solar panel will help us. The motor alone is 15 kilowatts. So the solar panels cannot even drive the motor, because the motor is 15 kilowatts. So if we look at the 15 kilowatts that we need, so we can stop, the sun can charge, the wind charger can be, there can be a wind turbine, so the wind turbine can charge while we standing still or drifting or floating or sailing. But if you're in a storm, if you're in a current, like a tidal current, then you need to get out of that situation and there's no wind. I think you would like to have to know, yes, I can press a button and the engine will start, and the engine will help me. Not always sure the engine can take you out of all the currents or out of all the storms that you want, but at least you have something that can help you most of the time. So it is a problem, and this is the main reason why I have not yet decided to go for that, because you need a lot of batteries or you need a lot of charging things. So yes, there is advantages of it is quiet. That's a very, very good one. It's not that quiet, but it's much quieter than a diesel engine, for sure. But it does have that whining. It does have that noise. So it is quiet. Let us say it's quiet. It's clean. It's clean power. The fossil fuel, by the way, I think diesel is actually, or oil is not fossil fuel. I think it's a mineral. I just put it out there. It is clean power, so you use the sun, use the wind to charge the batteries and so on. And yeah, for sure, lithium and the magnets, the permanent magnets, the mining of that does have an impact on the environment. But it's definitely not the same as an oil spill or the same as smoke that's going up into the air and carbon, the carbon footprint is definitely lower. And then also the motor, when you're sailing, the motor itself can then generate. So you can actually set the motor that if you go below 5 knots, it kicks in as a motor. And when the sails is going faster than 5 knots, then the motor start generating electricity for you. Thank you. That's it what I have for today. If you like the video, press a thumbs up. You cannot beat that one guy. That one guy that does a thumbs down is faster than any one of you guys. By now the thumbs down is already there. He's just fast. So, and subscribe please. If you want to, please subscribe. We will do many more things. So next week, you guys must maybe also bring me a topic. What topic do you would like to me to discuss? Because there's actually sometimes topics that I missed because I'm not interested in that, like the SSB radio, and then the people said, but that's very important. So I had to put down why I actually dismissed the SSB. So if there's a topic that you guys want me to go through, because I'm sure you have the same questions as I do, and these are the big questions that I have tackled. But if there's other smaller questions, please put them down in the description below. Let's look at that. So next week, Pietro is going to do some stuff. As you know, we are busy with the online skipper courses. And for the old guys, you can basically start skipping now that video, because it's going to be mainly about terminology and things like that. Things that we didn't know exist and so on. So it will be a quick rundown of that. It's not going to be too long. See you next week.
Feel the spray of the waves on my face.